Greetings, and welcome to the Monsanto Novozymes Joint BioAg Alliance Media Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Johan Melchior. Thank you, Mr. Melchior. You may begin.
Thank you. On behalf of the joint team from Novozymes and Monsanto, I'd like to welcome you to our conference call today. My name is Johan Melchior. I'm the head of media relations at Novozymes and today's host together with my counterpart at Monsanto, Sarah Miller. As you know, today Monsanto and Novozymes announced a new alliance called the BioAg Alliance that will significantly boost research and commercialization of sustainable microbial solutions in agriculture. We appreciate you making time to join us on short notice. With me today is a joint team from both companies. From Monsanto, we have Chief Technology Officer Rob Fraley. From Novozymes, we have Chief Executive Officer Peter Holk-Nielsen. Besides these two speakers, we will, for the Q&A, be joined by Carrie Preet, Monsanto's Executive Vice President of Strategy, and Steve Patchett, Monsanto's R&D Investment Strategy Lead. From Novozymes' side, we will also be joined by Thomas Wiedebeck, Executive Vice President and Head of Business Development, Trevor Thiessen, who is Vice President and Head of BioAg, and Thomas Schaefer, Vice President and Head of BioAg R&D. Following some brief remarks from Rob and Peter, we'll open the call up for your questions. We are recording this call, and we'll post a copy of the recording on Monsanto's website so that you can access the reply. A few supplemental slides are also available and can be found at the link included in the email you received with the dial-in information. Before we turn it over to Rob and Peter, I would like to start with a quick overview of this alliance, which you'll see on slide 3. The BioAg Alliance is unique in the industry as it brings together Novozymes' capabilities for discovering, developing, and producing microbial solutions and pairs that with Monsanto's discovery program and advanced development, testing, and commercial capabilities. In short, this is how the alliance will work. Both companies will run independent discovery programs to fill the joint pipeline. The pipeline will be co-managed and co-funded, and each company will serve as lead on the individual stages of the pipeline development. Monsanto takes the lead on field testing, registration, and commercial rollout. Novozymes takes the lead on fermentation, upscaling, and manufacturing. The alliance does not start from scratch. Both companies bring technology and products to the table. Novozymes has built one of the leading positions in the market today, and the alliance will leverage this from day one, deploying products through Monsanto's global commercial infrastructure. Profit from commercial sales will be shared evenly. Monsanto will pay Novozymes an aggregate upfront payment of $300 million net in recognition of Novozymes' ongoing microbial business and capabilities, and for Novozymes to supply alliance products. With that, let me introduce Monsanto's Chief Technology Officer, Rob Fraley, for some more perspective on today's announcement.
Great. Well, thanks and welcome to our media call. Today we announced a major investment in agricultural innovation through our collaboration with Novozymes. We're really excited about the opportunity to work with the team at Novozymes as we focus on delivering new value and sustainable choice to farmers. There's no doubt today this is an exciting day for Monsanto and for Novozymes, but more importantly for farmers around the world. This is really an unprecedented alliance, especially within the biological side of the ag industry. And I think it's an opportunity that rewrites standard practice on how to discover new biological products, how to commercialize those products, and how to create more value faster for our farmer customers. I'd like to discuss why we believe this collaboration is so compelling. I really think it's game-changing. But before we do that, it's important to step back to discuss the challenges we face. You know, 5 years ago, Monsanto set some ambitious goals of working to help farmers double yields in our key crops by 2030. And we committed to do this with a third fewer resources per unit of output. And central to our goals was the ability to improve crop production through breeding, through biotechnology and through agronomic improvements, which now includes our newest platforms of integrated farming systems, the Climate Corporation, and agricultural biologicals. And you see this illustrated on slide 4. Now, you've heard it before, but each day our global population grows by more than 200,000 people. By 2050, there will be 9.6 billion people on the planet. So as a result, demand is growing, and at the same time, farmers face steep challenges, including the scarcity of water, volatile weather, and competition for arable land. For these reasons, innovations and choice will be more important than ever. We've made some great progress in recent years, but there's much more work to do, and that's why we think agricultural biologicals can make a real difference. Today, agricultural biologicals are being used by millions of farmers, and we're firm believers that there's an increasing opportunity as we develop this into a technology that can make for a more significant yield difference and increase to many more farmers. Nearly 2 years ago, we began our work with agricultural biologicals, and I think a key takeaway since that time would be that this space is even more excited than we first realized. Our work has met with a lot of enthusiasm from farmers and others in the industries, and that's really exciting and rewarding. One reason I'm so excited about this new platform area is that it demonstrates how important a commitment to sustainable agriculture has become to the industry and beyond. There is demand on the market for these types of products, and we're thrilled by the opportunity to offer farmers even more choices than ever before. And we believe Novozymes is an excellent partner to work with us in support of our farmer customers and our shared goal of making agriculture even more sustainable. There's no doubt that Novozymes technology in this space is the most advanced in the industry, and it provides an important head start as we define what we think is a new industry platform. If you turn to slide 5, you see that by bringing together Novozymes' capability for discovering, developing, and producing microbes, and Monsanto's discovery capabilities of field testing and market reach, you know, we're poised to deliver a new category of microbial solutions for broadacre crops and for fruit and vegetables. And just as Monsanto has done with leadership's investments in our precision ag platform, we see this collaboration as being the same type of catalyst for taking our biologicals work from a technology to a full-fledged platform that represents the next layer of opportunities for growers to drive yield and productivity while helping the preservation of the finite natural resources of our precious planet. One of the most compelling elements of this alliance is that it really brings together unrivaled capabilities. The BioAg alliance between Novozymes and Monsanto provides fast access to a complete microbial business model from discovery R&D through to global commercialization. Additionally, there is synergy in bringing our companies together. Clearly, we believe we can bring a lot to make this technology perform successfully, as we've known all along that other good companies have been in this space. If they had a skill set that was different to ours and could potentially make a difference for us in our development, and indeed Novozymes is such a company. Ultimately, we believe this is a one-of-a-kind opportunity, and by combining the capabilities of both companies, there's a unique opportunity to reach a global market with more sustainable microbial products for farmers coming faster than either company or others in the industry could have accomplished on their own. So with that, let me turn it over to my Novozymes colleagues to help further define the opportunity before us. Peter?
Thanks, Rob, and hello, everyone. Today is a very exciting day, and I'm really thrilled we have the opportunity to move forward with Monsanto, who is a very strong partner. We want to transform global agriculture with this alliance. That's a tall order, but one we feel we can deliver on by bringing together our strengths and capabilities. Over the next couple of minutes, I'll explain where Novozymes is coming from and talk about the position we've built in the agricultural biologicals markets. I'll also give you some additional details about the alliance. If you turn to slide 6, you'll see what Novozymes brings to the alliance. First, we bring a running business and a leading position in the agricultural biologicals market today. We've built this business over the last 7 years, and that has given us a first mover advantage in the industry. We have knowledge of the industry today and experience as to how to bring future products to market. We also bring very strong leadership in microbial technology. Bacteria, fungi, and yeast are our field of expertise. And for years, we've worked together with customers on how to develop and apply microbial-based solutions. We're good at innovation. We're good at finding new solutions, scale them up, and deliver biological products at scale. A decade ago, we saw that these capabilities could add value in agriculture, and today we take that vision to the next level. We currently offer a number of microbial solutions to farmers through our BioAg business in markets around the world. These products do work. They provide an additional choice to millions of farmers every year. If you turn to slide 7, you'll see a description of the different types of products. We have fungi, bacteria, and other microorganisms that help protect plants against insects, disease, and weeds. Other products enhance plants' nutrition so that they are more resilient and grow better. Let me give you two examples. Our jumpstart products is the fungus that is applied to the seed before planting. The fungus grows along the roots of the plant and makes more of the phosphate in the soil available for the plant. This increases yield, and the farmers can save on phosphate fertilizer. Another product is called Optimize. When soybeans are planted, they depend on moisture and soil temperature. Optimize triggers a molecule that helps the plant roots grow earlier and begin water and nutrient uptake immediately, resulting in a stronger, healthier plant. So the products that Novozymes have today are a strong starting point for the alliance. They already offer significant benefits to farmers. But the joint development work in the alliance will only make these solutions better, more effective, and more consistent across crops, soils, and climates. By jointly working together on R&D, I'm confident that we'll generate more leads, take more products into development, and ultimately bring more products to the market than either of us could by working alone. From discovery to market, this alliance is existing as we see an untapped potential for biological solutions in agriculture. These solutions can ultimately help farmers worldwide produce more with less in a sustainable way for the benefit of agriculture, consumers, the environment, and society at large. Before I wrap up for today, I'd like to circle back to where Rob started and mention the challenges ahead. According to United Nations researchers, demand for agricultural output is projected to grow by at least 70% by 2050. This means that farmers will need to produce more food over the next 50 years than they have in the last 10,000 years combined. Sustainable farming is key to meeting this challenge, and the BioAg Alliance is an important contributor to that effort. From day one, we'll bring sustainable technology to millions of acres across the world. I'm excited to be here today. I believe we are writing ag history. And once again, thanks for joining the call. I'll now turn you back to Johan.
Thanks, Peter. And we'd like now to open the line for questions.
Thank you. We'll now be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press *2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, if you have a question today, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. One moment, please, while we poll for further questions. Our first question today is coming from Jack Caskey from Bloomberg News. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, Rob. I guess this question's for you. It's about Monsanto. When when do you think this deal is going to start contributing to earnings? And I guess related, I didn't on the analyst call, I didn't understand the margins on $120 million of sales that Novozymes has had last year in this category. What was the margin on that? I didn't catch it.
They talked about 120 sales, and I'll have Thomas talk about the margin. You know, we're excited to the fast start that this collaboration provides because it brings you know, both the current products that Novozymes brings, as well as you know, components of our own seed treatment platform and our own capabilities from our own microbial discovery program. So we anticipate fast development. You know, one of the things I emphasized in the analyst call that's so important is the you know, these products have a different regulatory framework and different timing to the marketplace, so they'll enjoy a cycle time that is faster across the globe, and that's, you know, certainly one of the attractions that you know, this builds on our core capability in biotechnology and genomics, but it opens up a broader crop and global market, and that's really compelling to us. Thomas?
Thank you. Novozymes have a stated goal of a margin, EBIT margin of 24%. And what we are communicating within the individual segments of our business is that our gross margin within each of these segments is roughly in the same range. Then, of course, for a period of time, we would have significant investments that would take the actual EBIT from an individual segment further down. But 24% is the Novozymes EBIT target. We delivered that last year. And within each of the segments, the gross margin is fairly much the same.
Well, I didn't hear what the gross. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the gross margin was. You said an EBIT margin of 24%.
The gross margin between our different units or segments is fairly much the same. It's to the tune of 57%.
Okay. And just for clarification, on the call you mentioned, Novozymes mentioned that you're on about 40. You said 10% of 400 million acres. So you're on about 40 million acres. Is that correct currently with your products?
That's correct. It's
okay.
40 and 50 million acres.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question today is coming from Steve Baragona from Voice of America. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, yeah, thanks for doing the call. I'm curious, you mentioned that there's a different regulatory environment for biologicals. I'm curious what the risks are like. And if you take a bacterium from the soil in Iowa, can you just transplant it into the soil in Tanzania? Is there any potential downside that you could disrupt the soil ecosystem? It's a complicated world down there, and not a lot is known about what's happening.
I can give you a quick go at that. The regulatory regime around the world is generally faster when we're talking about microbes compared to other products to be approved for the use in ag. Of course, in individual countries, you need to have the approval for importing individual products. So this is something we apply for, and again here, there are very different rules around the world, and of course what they would be looking at is, are there any expectations for how this microbe would work under different conditions, as you're mentioning. Generally, we're not running into issues of having products approved in different regions around the world, but there are different timelines to this.
I am just curious, are there any potential downsides? You know, is there a possibility that one of these bugs could get away from you and cause some trouble in some way?
This is Thomas Lidbeck again. All the microbes that we have for marketing in the segment today, and the ones that we are planning on developing, are natural microbes found in nature today. And of course, they get around just like the rest of us do. So it's not that today microbes are being kept in specific regions, and therefore To the best of my knowledge, I don't see the downsides that you're asking about.
Okay,
thank
you.
For the next question now.
Yes, our next question today is coming from Nick Astor from Triple Pundit. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks a lot for the call. This question echoes a little bit on the last question that was asked. I usually associate Novozymes with enzymes as an enzymes company who may use microorganisms, some of them GMO, to produce interesting enzymes to accomplish all sorts of different tasks. So I'd just like to know a little bit more about the actual products themselves that are going out. We're no longer talking about enzymes. We're talking about actual microbes. And I just wanted to, you kind of answered the question a bit with the last question, but just I wondered if you could just tell us a little bit more about how these products work, how these microbes are produced. Are these microbes that you're breeding? Is there what's the biotech component in terms of producing these microbes? And, you know, tell me a little bit more about where I can go to find some information about what they are and some of the more specific things about what they're doing out there.
I can start, and maybe Trevor Thiessen, he can get into the specifics. You're absolutely right that at Novozymes, we have for the last many decades been a company producing industrial enzyme via fermentations. These fermentations are done today to a very large extent by microbes that to some extent has been genetically modified. This is a contained use where we ferment the microbes in big steel tanks. Once the fermentation is over, the enzymes is separated from the microbes and inactivated, and the enzymes is then stabilized and passed on to the open market. We've also, for the last decade, been involved in microbes and development of microbes for a whole range of different areas, cleaning application, wastewater treatment, more and more over these last 7-8 years within the area of agriculture. These are produced in a similar way. These are produced in big tanks where we ferment them, and I just want to make it clear here that the microbes we are using as microbes, final products, are wild-type microbes. These are not genetically modified. And maybe Trevor Thiessen can get into what are the applications of these products.
As Thomas said, these microbes that we use today are naturally occurring organisms that we screened and looked for a specific mode of action and benefit that would help us with the crop production process. We then produce them either in submerged fermentation or a solid-state fermentation. Unlike the enzyme process, we are looking to try and keep the microorganisms alive and actually deliver those to the growers. They get delivered in many different formulations. They can be delivered in a wettable powder, a liquid, on a carrier like a granule, and there's many different carriers that you can use. It just depends on the application, the crop, the part of the world that we're trying to sell these products in, and whatever works best for the grower. That's the ambition that we're trying to get, that is easy to use for them as possible, as well as trying to keep the microorganism alive, which is another significant difference from enzymes.
This is Rob Fairley. The only thing I just add to all the information is, you know, the microbial products are used commonly across agriculture, both as biological pesticides. The BT microbes, the rhizobium, are used, you know, for soil inoculants for soybeans. What's exciting to us is the new tools that are available. You know, I've commented in the talk with the investors. You know, the technology that Craig Venter that we acquired through Agritas and through his company, Synthetic Genomics, you know, really gave us new and expanded capability to characterize and identify microbes in ways that have never been before possible. And then combining that with the ability to field test and understand yield differences and the performance of the microbes, and then finally, I think, as we think into the future, being able to understand, you know, the fit of the microbe with the seed, and given different soil types and different fields, all plays into, you know, increasingly the use of information technology in agriculture and positioning. So, you know, we're very excited about the collaboration for what it will do. But, you know, I think the momentum that that can be created with all the new innovations really promises exciting growth for the future.
Thank you. Our next question today is coming from Lauren Ornasorge from Triangle Business Journal. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I'm curious about the impact on North Carolina. I know you guys both have big presences here.
Well, I don't know how big the impact on North Carolina is going to be, but you're absolutely right. From Novozymes' point of view, we have a big enzyme production facility in Franklinton, North Carolina. This, of course, will not be impacted by this deal. We're also doing R&D in other areas than BioAg, so that's not going to be affected either. So from Novozymes, not a lot of effect on North Carolina at this point in time.
We have several research and field testing facilities in North Carolina. Research Triangle Park area is one of our laboratories where we actually use automated greenhouses to measure yield and growth, and we could certainly see that facility being one of the facilities that will be used to evaluate microbes that can enhance crop growth and crop yield. So that would certainly be in the cards. And of course, a large number of our seed interests, are delivered to growers in North Carolina because of your diverse agriculture. Corn, soybeans, cotton, and wheat all fit into that play. And those, in addition to the fresh fruits and vegetables, all of which that we think would be benefited as we, develop and target specific microbes that can enhance yield and crop performance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question today is coming from Susan Young from MIT Technology Review. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. Thanks for doing the call. I was wondering if you have some data that would suggest that farmers using these microbes, say either the microbes to enhance phosphate uptake or to prevent or as an insecticide, do they end up using less of other versions of those treatments, using less fertilizer, using less insecticide when using the microbial treatments?
The short answer is it depends on the farmer's production practices. I think in the case of rhizobia being used as a nitrogen-fixing product, of course, then in that case we can replace all the nitrogen that the plant would need if it didn't have the rhizobia present. In cases like our phosphate solubilizing technology Jumpstart, some farmers do reduce the amount of phosphate they use depending on their soil type, their amount of available phosphate, et cetera, and some farmers do not remove or reduce any phosphate. So it's very dependent on that farmer's individual agronomic practices, and we've tried our best to be very specific in the agronomic recommendations so we don't have a broad general type application for every grower. And I think that's one of the exciting things as we talk to our Monsanto colleagues about the technology that they bring and the information they bring to get even more specific and more unique to each individual grower's needs for these microbial products.
Just add on just one more dimension to the conversation is, the microbe products have a really broad fit in terms of enhancing yield and performance across all crops and all types of crops. So, these are products that, fit on a conventional acre, they fit on a biotech acre, they fit well on an organic acre. And so they boost yields across the board. In many of the conventional agricultural applications, what we're seeing across the globe is that the combination of microbial products enables a reduction in the use of chemistries. And so there's a nice synergy that provides performance and an environmental benefit. So we're really pleased to get this partnership announced because we see lots of fits and complementary fits in the future.
right, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question today is coming from Matthew Grossi from Cortese Media Group. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, thank you. Rob, as you know, I'm with Crap Life Media Group, and our audience has been very closely watching the IFS system and this past season's field scripts field testing program through Monsanto. Can you tell me how this alliance affects IFS and field scripts?
Yeah, well, thanks for the question, and I think there will be a very direct connection. So the whole point, as you know, of field scripts and then the additional capabilities that the Climate Corporation provides us is to be able to really bring the ability to tailor agricultural inputs to specific fields. In fact, with the IFS, we're taking fields and we're gridding those fields into 10 by 10 meter block. So we've gone from farms to fields to 10 meter blocks. And that's really, I think, that additional precision is what will enable us to improve yields and also reduce inputs. And I think, specifically when we talk about microbial products, we know in the past, as we've worked with other products that have been available to the market, that they can perform well under certain circumstances and not under others. And so there's a variability of performance, just like there is with a variability of seed yields, that as we are smarter in understanding the soil architecture, the soil moisture, the conditions for microbial performance, I think we will be able to enhance microbe performance as we bring that additional data layer into the equation. And so I see the tools of Precision Ag and the tools of the Climate Corporation being directly applicable. And what's so important is, these tools used together can drive incremental yield, and it's those extra bushels that really matter to farmers all around the world.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, retailers and growers that are signed up for field scripts this coming season, will they be doing some testing on the Novozyme products that are being kind of worked into the system, or how will that work?
Well, for this year, as we launch the IFS, the first field scripts are going to target hybrid selection on fields, and then variable planting of that hybrid, as I said earlier, basically on a 10 meter by 10 meter grid. So that will be our focus this year. I think in the future we'll be adding various components, including nutrition and variable pest management, where I think we will see a direct fit of the microbial technology.
Thank you.
So the beauty of understanding that field at a detailed mapping level is it gives you the opportunity to adjust the rate and the placement of the microbes for optimal effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. Next question, please.
Thank you. Our next question today is coming from Steve Jordan from Omega World Herald. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you. It's really Omaha, but Omega sounds good too. I'm curious about how the arrangement will work between the two of you. Is it a new venture, a 50-50 owned company? Is it something that would add a facility or borrow people from each of the two people to get operating? If there's some idea of how the partnership would work, that might help.
Yeah, and this is Thomas Lidbeck from Novozymes. So this is an alliance we are building here, and we are each of us taking the lead in different aspects of this whole chain of getting from screening and doing the discovery to getting the product to the farm. Novozymes is leading in the manufacture of these products, in the upscaling of these products, the optimization of the strains. Monsanto is leading in in the area of the field testing, in the area of the commercial side of it, and both of us are working in the area of discovery. This is something that we will manage via an alliance management team, and I think both of us as companies have very, very good experience in working in this way. So this is something I think we both look very much forward to.
This is Steve Padgett from Montana. We see the alliance, which is a contractual alliance, fitting right into the way that we do R&D and commercialization now. Novozymes and Monsanto have a project-based approach. We'll have joint decision-making. We'll flow into Monsanto's field testing network, which is very broad globally. We'll make decisions on phase advancements the way that we both do now. And we'll have a much larger product development organization to take these choices and rapidly get them into that pre-commercial and commercial phase. So we see that the alliance decision-making will flow very similarly to the way that we make decisions and rapidly commercialize products now.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Alan Dawson from Manitoba. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, I'm with the Manitoba Cooperator. It's a weekly farm newspaper. And, of course, Western Canada is where Jumpstart was discovered. I wondered if you have anything that you could discuss in the pipeline that would fit in with agriculture in Western Canada right now. And I have a supplemental as well. I wondered if your work with the microbials might lead to some advances in controlling herbicide-tolerant weeds.
This is Trevor Keeson. I'll start on the first part of that. In terms of the development of the technologies for Western Canada, I think Western Canada today is a very important part of the existing Novozymes bioag business. It represents a significant part of our revenue, and it's also a place, as you say, where we got our start with the Jumpstart technology. So the short answer is yes. We hope and we continue to develop the technologies with the interest of bringing them to many different broadacre crops. And, of course, as soybeans and corn and other crops take more acres in that Western Canadian market, we take the technology that we're developing for other markets and bring it to Canada, and vice versa. We'll take technology we bring in Canada first and bring it to other parts of the world. So it is an important part of our research and development program today, and we anticipate that it will continue to be going forward for those crops that are grown in Western Canada. On the second part, I'll let our colleagues at Monsanto.
Yeah, just a couple of comments. So, clearly, in agriculture, we continue to see the evolution of new weeds and new bugs, and frankly, as we deal with the implications of climate change and temperature change, that's another factor. And I think for me, that really points to the importance of having multiple new tools to help, in the challenge of controlling bugs and weeds. And that's one of the reasons we've emphasized the integrated approach of biotech traits, of chemistries, of microbes, and of BioDirect. And in particular, to your question on resistant weeds, we're working in two promising areas that I think are going to be very, very impactful. One will be the use of multiple herbicide tolerances, and particularly in crops like corn and soybean, the use of dicamba technology stacked with Roundup to create Roundup Ready Extend is a major opportunity. Canada, incidentally, has just granted some of the key chemical and biotech approvals, and we're hoping to be able to do a small market launch of that product in Canada yet next year. And then finally, I just highlight that in another aspect of our biologicals research with our RNAi technology, our BioDirect technology, we're able to use that approach to specifically overcome the resistance mechanisms found in many of the weeds that restores the effectiveness of a number of herbicides, including Roundup, the ALS type chemistries, and HPPD type chemistries. So there's a lot of innovation possible in the genomics and the microbial space, and we're really excited how these new tools can be applied to
to both let us test and categorize and produce and target fields with exactly the right products.
I think we have time for one more question.
Thank you. Our final question today will be coming from Frank Giles from Florida Grower Magazine. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, in terms of fruit and vegetables, could you see this technology having some enhancements in post-harvest qualities like shelf life and, you know, after the harvest?
I definitely think, this is Trevor again, I think that the ability for the microbe to have a benefit in that area is definitely real. You know, we've explored and looked at this a little bit as an organization, and I think there's a lot of potential that's yet to be developed. And I think it's a great opportunity for, again, using the combined technologies of the two organizations to take a more serious and a deeper look at this in a way that we could have never done on our own as Novozymes, and possibly bring some new products to market in this area.
Yeah, I think this is where the advances in science really, create multiple opportunities. You know, the tools exist today, you know, that enable us to literally, you know, sequence and understand exactly the genetics of every single microorganism that's on or in a plant crop or a fresh fruit or vegetable. You know, those were tools that weren't available even a few years ago, and those are tools that, as I said, we acquired through Agratis and Synthetic Genomics. You know, Craig Venter and his company have used those approaches to explore and understand the microbes and everything from deep sea vents to ocean vents to tropical islands. And the ability to understand that diversity of the microbial genomes that are out there and use those tools to create new and better performing products with new applications, you know, this is a breakthrough technology. It's clearly game changing as we look to the future.
This concludes our call today. So once again, thank you for calling in. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You may disconnect your lines at this time and have a wonderful day. We thank you for your participation.